Our buddy Jason Cans is on the line for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I got asked to take part. There's going to be Zoom call, no surprise, for the National Day of Prayer here in Wisconsin. And a few years ago, so Jolene Helbig from Shell Lake, she is the state coordinator for this. And she'd asked me, a few years ago, I went to Madison, and I think I prayed on behalf of the media. And the media is such a loved group here in America, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly, I think in the last few years, that's really shown up how much they are loved and appreciated.
Yeah, people, it's amazing on social media. Just people are, and maybe we'll have kind of a satirical theme throughout our time today. But I mean, it'll be people just cannot praise the hard work and they're right after the medical community in terms of appreciation, probably.
Yeah. No, and I think you raise a good point. And I think we have to be thoughtful about, I think we dehumanize people in certain professions, mm-hmm. and I think media is one of them. We sometimes forget that they're real people who are reporting.
You know who was great on that? Somebody I did have a chance to interview, Cal Thomas, and he was a longtime columnist and radio commentator, and he talked about, hey, instead of cursing out an editor, invite him to lunch. I mean, it's like that. It's a theme that's a big part of what you're communicating all the time, like not demonizing, not just cursing the darkness, not just saying, hey, that talk show host that I listen to, he's got the corner on the truth and everybody else, you can go wherever,
Exactly. And I think, for a long time it was lawyers. It probably still is. But in the last few years, I think media has taken the big majority of the pot shots.
So here's the deal.
Politicians.
It's in the noon hour today. It's like a Zoom call. So I got to get in early, make sure it's all. But like, I don't know if I get 5 minutes or whatever the deal is. However, that's a long prayer. But basically, in my mind, the plan is to have it written out because I don't want to just rely. But at the same time, that has not yet happened. So I've still got 6 hours to get that done. So. Anyhow, there's something that you shared yesterday. You were talking about this continuing conspiracy theories. I think I've got multiple friends who've sent me different emails, this latest one, Plandemic, and other videos that they want me to watch that I think fit into this concern you've expressed regarding conspiracy theories, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I am echoing that. I've seen a lot of it. I posted last night that if I were to start actually blocking people who post conspiracy theories, I'd have like 6 friends left on my Facebook account. But
you made me laugh. You made me laugh with that. So
yeah.
All right.
My friend Rebecca Reynolds had posted something yesterday, and you had mentioned satire earlier, and this seems to fit with that. So. Mm-hmm. She wrote, and then Jesus 2.0 said, go forth and figure out all the conspiracies. Make this your ultimate goal with the time you have on the planet. As my followers, make sure you are known for your suspicion and your speculation. Be really aware of numbers and patterns and dates. I've dropped some secret codes in the text, some symbols, wink, wink. Make these your focus. Accuse people of wickedness based on your gut feelings. Operate nervously because even though I made the universe by speaking, I am weak, and it's up to you to figure out all the globalist stuff. As you research, make sure things are spooky, really spooky, and make sure you're smarter than the sheeple who believe everything. Lean on leaders who regularly display traits that I've told you are wicked, and check lots of websites that make money by stirring up fear. Meanwhile, don't worry about sharing the gospel. It doesn't matter if your friends, neighbors, and family members go to hell. Mm. What matters is that you figure out the secret things that are happening in the world. Your solitary goal is to decipher what I refuse to tell you so that you can post about it in huge capital letters with lots of punctuation. This is how my kingdom will come. Just ignore all the stuff I've made clear. Forget what I've told you to do. Become entirely obsessed with cracking the codes of the powerful. This is the best way you can spend your few short years on Earth.
Mm. Rebecca Reynolds, satire. Again, satire there, the use of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule to expose and bring out maybe the silliness of a view that's being held. So that's satire on the conspiracy theory. Anything you want to tack on to that?
I think the core message in there is an invitation, and I would offer this, I think you would too, to get back to what does Jesus ask us to do? And I think it's love God, love others, you know, and live your life. We can get so sucked into what we perceive are all of these evil things going on around us. You know, I read yesterday, I don't remember where I heard it, but I think it was in Screwtape Letters from C.S. Lewis. People make two mistakes with evil. They either give it entirely too much attention or they don't pay attention to it at all. And I think that we are facing that risk. But for me, it's recognizing every person you meet is an image bearer, recognizing, you know what, I don't have all the facts maybe. And to not let our anxiety drive us to share things that are speculative at best.
And I think that leads me back to even praying for the media in the noon hour in this state gathering via Zoom, which is, as Stuart Briscoe said, the commonalities when he preached the word over the years, right? Everybody's created, everybody's falling, everybody's redeemable, and everybody has an eternal destiny. And so
Amen. That's
true about, and so love God, love people. How about that tune from Danny Gokey? We'll get that right now. Thank you, Jason.
Talk to you tomorrow.
God bless you, buddy. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Yeah, kind of a shorter night's sleep. We've been binge watching a particular show on Netflix.
I get that.
I'll say it, Person of Interest. And so Jim Caviezel will play Jesus in The Passion. And it's a fascinating show. And so we're into the middle of season four. There's five seasons.
Okay.
But it was up till past 10. And
oh,
then,
it's late.
I don't know, a dog, Athena, was pawing at the door at about, you know, two, I don't know, whatever, early.
Yeah, early. So. Yeah. No, I had like the weirdest dream ever last night. Do you want to hear about it?
Sure.
It's hysterical.
What
okay.
happened?
It's bizarre. Okay. I was a waitress at Olive Garden.
Okay.
I've never worked there. And I was trying to deliver desserts to table 19, and I could not find table 19 anywhere. And when I finally did, Nelson Mandela was there, and he tried to tip me, and I wouldn't take his money. And then, like, some guerrilla warfare guys dressed as Darth Vader, like, came in and started, like, shooting up the joint. It was a really odd dream. And I'm like, okay, sometimes, like, dreams, you're trying to process things from your life or your day or, you know... I don't know how this would have tied into any of it.
Ecclesiastes, it's a dream comes when there are many cares, but that's interesting. I think you should post that on the Wib Wake Up Show page and say, this is my latest weird pandemic dream.
Tell me
your weirdest pandemic dream that you remember. Please, would you do that?
That's my
thought today. Well, there's not a lot of things today. World Password Day is that like password in a computer. It used to be a game show. Alan Ludden.
Oh, yeah. Password.
Who was Betty White's husband.
Yeah.
Would host that game. Yeah, that's a fun game.
And Roast Leg of Lamb Day. I'm not a big roast lamb. I mean, I eat euros.
I think only maybe once or twice. Yeah right. Euros are good.
Euros are super good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not one to roast a leg of lamb, I guess.
No, not typically.
Poor little lambs.
You don't tell Dean to put that on the grill tonight.
No,
you know what I just did?
What?
I wiped out the stuff I needed.
Oh,
right
for your grain reports.
Why did I do that? I mean, sometimes, you know, you go through and you clean, and I was cleaning, but I didn't need to. I cleaned live copy too soon.
It happens. It's that dream of mine derailed you.
Yeah, it did. It so dazzled me.
It was so vivid, too.
All right.
It was
well,
weird.
I'm looking for some Glenn Campbell because we had it yesterday, and comfort things. I already told my wife, I think this Saturday I'm going to make wild rice soup for the sixth consecutive Saturday.
That's all right. There are worse things to make.
Wild rice soup, and I've been listening to Larry Crabb teachings that he does on through a Zoom teaching Saturday nights at 5. And that's just, I need comfort this time, you know?
I know. I
During
hear
this
you.
Crazy time we're living. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you, Mark. Have
She's
a great day. We'll see you in a half
seven.
Hour.
Yeah. History was made at the Supreme Court yesterday, and I'm not talking just because the arguments were made by phone. But Roman Martinez, the attorney for the American Association of Political Consultants, he was talking and, you know, if people don't know, give this a listen.
I'm going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topics, then the call is transformed. And it's a call that would have been allowed and it's no longer allowed. And so I think.
Okay, really?
The flush heard around the world.
Oh my goodness, I hadn't actually heard it. I heard of it. I didn't realize it was so prominent.
Yep.
Wow.
This is the era we live in now.
Okay, friends. Thank you, Zoom. When you're on a Zoom call, you got to make sure you're muting and unmuting appropriately. I have to admit, can I just admit, like, I worry about these things because our house isn't all that large. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're happily cozy in our home and that's fine. But like the kids are doing virtual lessons and stuff. And I'm like, what weird sound am I making in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but at least good. It's not the Supreme Court.
I appreciated the laugh. There we go. 720. Hillary, we talked about your dream after the 6:30 weather here on WWIB, your pandemic dream. It's at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page.
It is. So let us know if you've had any weird pandemic dreams. Mine featured Olive Garden, Nelson Mandela, and Darth Vader. So, sure. You know.
Those things just go hand in hand or hand in glove.
Yeah, it was something.
You were waitressing. Is that right?
I was a waitress at Olive Garden. I couldn't find table 19 and I was desperately trying to deliver their desserts.
So table 19, that's got to be COVID-19.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think. I mean, you've heard the number 19.
I would think so.
The number 19.
Searching for it. Let's just dissect this.
What kind of dessert was it?
It was like a souffle-y banana cream something. It was weird. Yeah. Huh. I don't know.
Because I like an Olive Garden. It's like that. It's like a little cake with a white frosting.
Yeah, it wasn't a real dessert. It wasn't a real dessert. It was like a made up thing. But then I finally found table 19.
Ordered his own.
It was Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
And wasn't he known as like a great peacemaker? So maybe that's what I'm searching for.
I thought you were going to say a great eater of dessert. So anybody getting videos from friends about the latest conspiracy theory related to COVID-19 or is that just me?
No, so many.
I see them in passing. I'm probably not as active personally on Facebook as much as I am with like the station pages and such. So yeah. Well, I'm saved and sheltered a little bit from it.
I haven't taken the, I don't know, sometimes they're half an hour, 40 minutes, 50 minutes.
I know.
And they've been going really during the 2 months, but it seems like, you know, there's one called Plandemic that was really going around yesterday and people were saying this had been taken off Facebook earlier and there it is. So I don't know. But, you know, Michael Medved, when he was on WOGO, he would have Conspiracy Day. And once a month when there was a full moon.
With the X-Files music or something?
Yes. And he invited people to call with their conspiracy. And so with basically Rebecca Reynolds is a talented Christian communicator. And she shared something we had in the best 5 minutes earlier this morning. A listener called, liked it. And so here we go. Goes like this. And then Jesus 2.0 said, go forth and figure out all the conspiracies. Make this your ultimate goal with the time you have on the planet. As my followers, make sure you're known for your suspicion and your speculation. Again, satire. Mm-hmm. Be really aware of numbers and patterns and dates. I've dropped some secret codes in the text, some symbols. Wink, wink. Make these your focus. Accuse people of wickedness based on your gut feelings. Operate nervously because even though I made the universe by speaking, I'm weak and it's up to you to figure all the globalist stuff out. As you research, make sure things are spooky, really spooky. And make sure you're smarter than the sheeple who believe everything. Lean on leaders who regularly display traits that I've told you are wicked and check out lots of websites that make money by stirring up fear. Meanwhile, don't worry about sharing the gospel. It doesn't matter if your friends, neighbors, and family members go to hell. What matters is that you figure out the secret things that are happening in the world. Your solitary goal is to decipher what I refuse to tell you so that you can post about it in huge capital letters with lots of punctuation. This is how my kingdom will come. Just ignore all the stuff I've made clear. Forget what I've told you to do. Become entirely obsessed with cracking the codes of the powerful. This is the best way you can spend your few short years on
Earth. That sounds like redeeming the time to me.
Yeah.
The real paranoia for me set in when someone who never messages me on Facebook Messenger, but we text, like we text kind of regularly, they sent me a link to the video on Facebook Messenger, and now I texted them this morning, and I'm like, was this really you? Because you usually don't message me that way.
Usually when you get like an unsolicited message like that from someone you've never heard of from a long time, they're trying to sell you Mary Kay or something like that.
Right.
Arbonne.
My week started that way with a listener mom texting me, and it was just like, it asked me initially, like, what, how do you start your morning? And so I responded.
Yeah.
And it's like, now I've joined this other job. And if you can just post this on your page, we can sell people soap.
It's so hard, though.
Soap
it's
is good.
So hard because everyone's trying to make a living and everyone's trying to support their families and you want to support them. Mm-hmm. It's just, but I'm tired. So I threw a little Facebook snit yesterday. I kind of had I hit a rough patch in my day and my Facebook post read, Everything's stupid and I hate COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where I was at. Okay. And I even had
it's a very
someone
brief status for you.
I know. I even had someone message me there. I saw your post. Have you seen this? And it's like the conspiracy theory stuff. It's like, come on, just let me have my little snit. I need my hissy fit.
Finally, we're brothers okay. and sisters, whatever is true,
yes,
whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Dwell Philippians 4:8 can't go wrong.
One of my faves.
Well, I don't know. We're getting close to 60 days in Wisconsin under an emergency order, and we're waiting for the state Supreme Court. The Republican legislators are having a news conference at 10 calling for a regional reopening, and a former Senate candidate is running an ad calling for just a reopening period. So how are you handling COVID-19 2 months in?
I, for one, am having bizarre dreams.
Yeah.
But, you know, true. It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
I'm thankful for shorts and pants with stretchy waistbands.
Nice. Those pandemic pounds, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You ain't kidding.
Well, you had some reaction, right?
Well, so I heard about this gentleman in Florida who said, hey, if I'm going to quarantine, if I'm going to social distance, I'm going to do it at the most magical place on earth. A gentleman in Florida, of course it's Florida, was arrested for trying to quarantine on a private Disney island. Orange County Sheriff's deputies found Richard McGuire on Disney's Discovery Island, formerly I believe they call it Treasure Island, on Thursday. He said he'd been there for a few days and had planned to camp there for a week. The 42-year-old said, no, I actually didn't hear the numerous deputies searching the private island for
oh,
me. They
goodness.
Searched for him by foot, by boat, and by air. He also said, yeah, I didn't see the numerous no trespassing signs. He stated, quote, it looked like a tropical paradise. What better place to quarantine?
Who wouldn't want to spend time on a tropical paradise?
Now, remember when COVID-19 was getting started, Washington State and the nursing home, right? Well, how is that state? That was one of the first. They are having coronavirus parties. I'm just telling you, just reporting the facts. Yeah, and this is health officials in Walla Walla, Washington, admonishing the sudden rise in these COVID-19 parties, where it sounds like the old chicken pox parties where people would do,
sure.
right? That didn't want to get vaccinated. Non-infected guests mingling with those who've tested positive for the virus, ostensibly in hopes of speeding up the process of catching it and overcoming the virus. So the people are wanting to, they wanted to just get done.
Let's
just
get it and get done.
Yeah. Work
Move on
immunity.
With our lives.
Honestly, best part of that is Walla Walla, Washington.
I want to live in Walla Walla, Washington.
Right. For at least visit.
Yeah.
Get a shirt, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why not? Sounds fun to me, friends. One thing that I look forward to every year is going camping with my family. And I'm just so hopeful that can happen. Now, Caleb, I know you camp a little bit. Mark,
yeah.
Are you guys campers?
We camp some. My wife's definitely more into it. And then there's always those who like nobody likes the bugs. But anyhow, contending with it. She's more into it than me.
Okay.
We got kind of in the family that some are more into it. So at least visit the campsite.
Nice.
Sure.
See, that's kind of the same for Dean and I, too. Like, I'm the, let's go camping. And he's like, home is nice.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Sure. But, you know, some tips from the seasoned pros here. We thought we would share these with you. So
yes.
As you venture
out
and about.
Just think of Yogi Bear. Right?
I want a picnic. Yeah.
There you go.
My Yogi the Bear voice is also the same voice I use when
so
I talk for my
too.
Dog. So
smarter than the average bear, boo-boo.
Oh, you're good. There you go.
That was good. Is that how your dog sounds, too?
My dog sounds a lot like Yogi Bear. Yeah. Okay. So when using a public campground, a tuba placed on your picnic table will keep the campsites on either side of you vacant.
Smart.
I had not read this.
Maximum enjoyment, minimum mishaps when you're able to get back out and camp.
Yeah.
I've never seen a tuba at a campground.
Well.
Okay.
You get privacy that way.
You have to rent one.
Come
first.
On now.
Okay. I imagine you could accomplish the same thing with a drum set.
I would. Good. Pro tip. Love it.
All
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Unwrap and leave a few chocolate bars out in the hot sun. When the evening comes, you can have chocolate-covered ants.
A little protein in there. It's all good. It's all good.
These tips are for what?
For pro tips for camping.
Pro tips.
Camping.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Lint from your navel makes a handy fire starter.
Uh-huh.
Remove lint from navel before applying the mat.
That's key.
That's totally key.
Rookie mistakes for people who don't take it out first.
Take this simple test to see if you qualify for solo camping. shine a flashlight into one ear. If the beam shines out the other ear, do not go into the woods alone.
Word to the wise.
Yes.
And finally, pro camping tips. Bear bells provide an element of safety for hikers in grizzly country.
Very important.
Wait until the bears are resting before applying the bells. That's key. Write that down.
Right there. Yeah.
Oh, funny stuff.
So.
Very good.
I hope everyone can go camping this summer. I hope. I pray.
We want you
I wish.
To
and again, it's a great thing. Gary Smalley would always say that's families of honor. It bonds you together. You face nature and other things. And now you've been together so much in the house.
True. But so, if we're going to be together, we may as well be together somewhere different.
Yes.
And go camping.
The challenges of nature.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.